Hello and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About. And on this wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, where the recording is going on right now, I am pleased to be joined by Miranda Rose, who is the director of the University of Winnipeg Film Festival. So Miranda, hello, how are you? I'm doing pretty good. Had Thanksgiving dinner yesterday. It's Sunday today for those listening while we're recording this, and had a bit of an early Thanksgiving. It's been a pretty good weekend. I know that you are deep into preparing for the 2020 University of Winnipeg Film Festival. Can you quickly just give people a background on what's so special about this year's film festival?
Yeah, sure. So I'm the director of the festival. This is my second year. And essentially, the UWinnipeg Film Festival has screened student films from across the country. So in the past, we've done a Canadian selection of student films. But this year, we're opening it up to international submissions for student works, and we have a very wide variety of stories being told by students all over the world this year. And I thought, you know, in the wake of COVID-19 and all these political events around the world that are causing so much division, I really wanted this festival to unite us, you know, rather than divide us, and just be a great representative of everyone. It's been going for since 2002, but this is the first year we've done this, so it's really exciting.
Oh, that's good. And I've had the pleasure of seeing a bunch of the films, and I've got to say, as much of like a bad rap that student films get, I think in a lot of circles, a lot of people like to poke fun at the bad ones. These are supremely talented individuals, and the films that they've made are absolutely fantastic, like drawing very visceral responses basically from everybody watching. And I would highly recommend people tune in to the festival this year, because there's going to be some amazing films shown. And what I really wanted to talk about is kind of what goes into a film festival. Like, a lot of people, you know, when they hear about film festivals, they think about like TIFF or like Cannes or something like that, where it's these prestigious, like hoity-toity film festivals with like very existential, smart people movies. what actually goes into being a part of a film festival and running a film festival and kind of planning one?
Yeah, well, I think that opinion, like, while I know where that opinion comes from about the more prestigious, higher film festivals, it really isn't like that all of the time. I mean, certainly, depending on, you know, what role you walk in life, it might come across that way. But I think festivals at their core are really about uplifting the artist. And I mean, that's what we're trying to do with the UWinnipeg Film Festival on like a student level. So essentially, like, we start out with the festival and we start getting submissions. So we use a service called Film Freeway, which is something we haven't used before, but it's a really great way of getting submissions and categorizing them. And it's easy for the filmmaker too. And I should mention also that the whole festival is free to submit and attend. So we're trying to make it as accessible as possible for students and for the viewership. So when we get the submissions, we have a programming committee that looks through them and basically decides what we're going to include in the festival. And this year, my programming committee had a very challenging time because we had upwards of 400 submissions and we're only showcasing 65 films. So, you know, they had to watch quite a bit of content. But I think what you'll find is that the selection that has been selected and the program that we've compiled is really excellent, and really inspiring too. And I think the value of the film festival experience is just the inspiration aspect, like the ability to see from someone else's perspective and see stories that you wouldn't otherwise see in the main kind of blockbuster movie scene. Because these stories are alternative and subjective, and they experiment with form and structure, and what doesn't work in Hollywood can work here. And I think that that is really something to be celebrated, and I'm just excited for everyone to see what we have this year.
And speaking on that, like with the diversity and the different voices, what have you seen in terms of representation in the film festival this year, especially bringing in an international catalog?
Well, I find in the international catalog, like there are, well, first of all, we have a very large variety of countries showcased. So, we have a variety of films from the Middle East, from South America, the areas of the various areas of Europe and Asia. We even have a South African film as well. So it's just, it's, you know, the variety is really there. You can see a lot of different, just kind of how those local indie scene films are structured in different ways, and also the similarities too. Like, you might not think that you would have a lot in common with a film, a student film from Luxembourg, for example, but they're eerily similar films that these young people are creating, and so it's really interesting to see those similarities too. We have a very wide variety of extremely talented women represented in the program this year. Some mid-length films that are just fantastic. They, you know, watch out for those young women like making those films. And I believe most of them are in their 20s, and it's just amazing to see what they've accomplished. As well, we have a very excellent variety of films by BIPOC filmmakers that you can see in both the Canadian program and the international selection. So, yeah, I'm just really, really jazzed for everyone to see them.
And thankfully, not too many COVID-themed films. Like
Yeah,
they could
like,
have been
I mean,
flooded with those.
we had a lot of submissions that were related to isolation and, you know, COVID-19, well, the impacts of COVID-19, but very rarely were they very overt representations. But we actually have a very cool film in the Canadian program that is a pandemic movie, but I think it's done with grace, and it's done with just a sophistication and an empathy that isn't on the nose, and that film really pulls at your heartstrings in a very real
And you're
way.
talking about Shift?
Yes, talking about Shift.
Yes, that film, I had no idea it was a pandemic film until about midway through. Like, I thought it was something completely, I thought it was some sort of film about poverty and homelessness, and then it turns into this. It's revealed that it is this pandemic film, and it must have come together pretty quickly to be in the film festival. But it is just, like you said, it's handled with grace, it's handled superbly, and it doesn't beat you over the head like some of the other submissions did, and it just stands on its own as something really special.
Yes, completely. And Shift is a very short film. It's about 3 3.5 minutes, and it's actually opening our Canadian program on the first night. So look out for it.
And are there any films that you really want to highlight? Whether it's Canadian films or international films?
Oh, I mean,
You could
yes.
talk about How I Met Your Opa all you want. Like, we've got 10 minutes left if you want to fill the whole time.
I mean, okay, I'll start with the Canadian selection because I think that most people listening are going to be most interested in tuning in for those. So I'll start with Canadian because that's our first program that showcases. So we have like a large variety of different formats. So we have some animations, some experimental films, some traditional dramas, but there is a film directed by Simon Roberge from Quebec, and it is called Dialogue Between Her and Me, and it's closing the short section of the first night of Canadian films on the 19th. And it's all about this painter, who's this woman, she's 70 years old, I believe, and she's kind of reflecting on her life and her sort of struggle with mental health and how painting has helped her. And there's just some really profound conversations. And I think it's a really important film to view, especially right now, and in terms of not only how we view mental health, but also how we view elders in our community. And you relate so heavily to her struggle, and the way she talks about it is so mature, and yet there's like this, it's teetering on her struggle to still understand herself. And she's still learning about herself every day, and like she really emphasizes, you never really stop learning, and you're always kind of re-examining yourself and growing and struggling. And that film is really excellent, and it's up for several awards this year at the Winnipeg Film Festival. So watch out for a Dialogue Between Her and Me.
And what about Milad's film Worth? Like
Yeah,
that
sure.
one really was superb. And didn't he win an award last year or was nominated for one last year?
Yes. So Milad Mouafi is a filmmaker from Toronto. And he did a just under 15-minute short film called Worth. Yeah, Milad won two awards last year at the UWinnipeg Film Festival. I think, if I remember correctly, he won Best Screenplay and Best Director for a film he did called A Scene. But Worth is all about a father who has been, I think he's been exiled for treason of some kind from his community. He has to leave the country across the border. And it's his struggle to deal with being able to do that while having a young daughter and an infant son. And I don't want to say any more because I think it would spoil it, but it's a very emotional film. Obviously, themes of fatherhood are present, and it's also handled with such a maturity. And it's very easy for a film like that to come off melodramatic, but I think Milad Mouafi handles the material very gracefully. Yeah, I really love that film.
And speaking on that fatherhood, theme, it seems that a lot of films this year, whether it's the Canadian or the international, films, deal with parenthood and themes of parenthood and especially fatherhood. Like I know parental's a big one. There's the family themes. And the parental themes in Not Everything Has to Work Out and Worth, and really a lot of the films have to do with that. What do you think about that theme and the prevalence of it this, at least this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of these films were made like could have been made pre or post COVID. I think most of them were pre COVID, especially the larger, longer more ambitious films. But when I look at, like you say, films like Parental, Not Everything Has to Work Out, which are both in the international program, by the way, you see the relationship between fathers and their children, and the dissonance of communication. I think it can be viewed now, now that we're, going through this pandemic and this time in the world, as just a re-examination of our relationships, and sort of looking forward to reconcile. And you can view that in a lot of ways. Reconciliation is a huge topic of conversation in Canada, and within our own family units, if you want to get even more personal. And yeah, the themes in these films are just, I mean, there's no end to you could just talk about them for a long time.
And I mean, some of them are just so utterly complex and are just
Yes.
jam-packed with meaning. Like, I'm thinking about Corpseland from the foreign animations, which is just visually and thematically just intense.
Yeah, very intense,
And
yes.
even something a little bit more simple, not in scope and complexity of the filmmaking and the storytelling, but Hi Mat Europa has very clear messages and very clear themes of kind of the refugee experience and the universality of the female experience. So those are very clear themes that are gotten across. Same thing with something like Criteria of Rape, which is very clear what it's about and what it means, but you get so much from it in that way. Like, there's so much done with those themes, that no matter how clear and how simple and how much you think you know going into it, it's still going to affect you in some way.
Yeah, they're absolutely, you're completely right. And I will say, like, with Hi Mat Europa, and kind of contrasting that with the Canadian program, and the international program, just side by side, there is a huge number of films about the refugee experience, because like in the Canadian program specifically, like, our country has been colonized and settled on, and these filmmakers are really connecting with that. And I just think that it's really nice to see everybody kind of going back to their own personal culture and stories, and bringing that to the screen. It's inspiring to see everybody connecting with their roots. And in the international selection and the Canadian selection and the animation selection, there's just a number of films about identity, and rediscovering yourself, and accepting yourself, and the identity of family, the identity of the individual,
Just gonna
and the
throw out
identity of
just gonna
space.
throw out Peacock coming from China on that identity
Yeah.
discussion. Fantastic film.
Yes.
I
Also directed by a woman.
yes that
Great film.
Yeah, like interviewing the filmmakers from these for the festival website. The female directors are so supremely talented, and they understand their craft and they understand their films on such a deep level and the meaning behind them on such a deep level that it is just, it's awe-inspiring. You know, having discussions with Emily, who directed Criteria of Rape, which is a very personal story, or Isabel, who wrote and directed Hi Mat Europa, and the story behind that, or the directing duo behind Not Everything Has to Work Out. Like, hearing these stories about how these films came to be and what it means to these people is just absolutely amazing, because this is so much of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've got about 20 seconds left. Do you quickly want to run down where people can catch all the films and when?
Yeah, for sure. So we got our website is uwpgfilmfestival.com, and everything's pretty much going to be there. We're going to have a plugin for the live stream. You can access the films individually through our online catalog. And if you're interested in certain themes, there are search engines to find the films that are talking about those. And you can follow us on social media at uwpgfilmfest. And the festival runs October 19th through 24th, and the films will be available to be screened individually until November 1st.
All right. That's awesome. Thank you very, very much for sitting down with me, Miranda. It's been a lot of fun talking to you about this film festival, and I highly recommend people go out and see these films and just experience them, because they are absolutely fantastic, and I cannot recommend them enough. Like, they are just
fantastic. And it's free.
Yeah, and it's free. So
it's free.
So not only are you getting entertainment, you're getting it for free, which is awesome. Actually, we've actually got a little bit more time than I thought. I counted it wrong, the delay we had starting up. So I guess maybe we could just quickly touch on, I guess, what you specifically are hoping for people to experience.
Oh.
Yeah. Complex question to finish off here.
What I'm hoping people experience. I'm hoping that, you know, kind of how I've been talking about it online as well. It's like, I hope that you find something that you can relate to in some of the films, and that you find something that reminds you of home or somewhere that you've been, somewhere fondly traveled, and that you also see something unexpected. And that I really hope that if you are a viewer of the festival and you are exploring through these films, that you sort of welcome like the challenging subject matter with open arms, because you might be surprised by how much it resonates with you. I hope that everybody gets something new out of it and expands their worldview.
Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be very easy with the selection of films that you have. I guess I can say that I helped curate some of the films and see what was there, and I got to see a lot of the ones that didn't make the festival, and some of the ones that did make the festival were pretty good. And, you know, working as the staff writer for the website, I've been able to go back and rewatch some of the films. And I think there is something for everybody, even if you don't think about it in that way. Like, I had no idea that Peacock was going to affect me the way that it did, but it absolutely did. And that is something so far away from my experience that I honestly would not have had any connection to it other than watching it, but still getting something out of it. Like the role of father and son in that film spoke to me in a very interesting way, and I got something out of it. Same thing with something like Drifter, where you're talking about a young woman from India, this middle class young girl, and the meaning and just how beautifully made that film is. And then from the Canadian ones, like Anamnesis, which is just like, it is intensely emotional and so well done and
very well crafted.
Yes,
film. Yeah,
and I think it's probably one of my absolute favorites from the Canadian films. and just getting so much out of these films, seeing the little things in there that you can the little threads that you can pull on. I think a lot of people, especially nowadays, they tend to look at films made by people of color, like BIPOC people, by women, by members of the LGBTQ community, and people that are from the majority don't understand how they too can still get some, like, it's not a story made for them or made by somebody like them, but they can still get something out of it.
Yeah, they're human stories. They're about human beings, and I think that's the most, you know, that's you know, what I expect from these people. Like, I think that if, you know, we're not creating stories that are from somewhere personal and somewhere real, it's very hard for anyone else mm-hmm. to actually relate to them.
Yeah.
Because they're not authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that our selection of films, if anything, is very authentic.
Yeah.
These titles are extremely personal. They're extremely real stories. And I don't know, they're just, there's so much passion behind each filmmaker's, you know, work that they put into these films, and you can really tell. And I'm inspired every day by all of these mm-hmm. these amazing people.
Yeah, and it's definitely not, you might come in thinking like, oh, it's a student film, it's gonna be on like crappy camera and with bad acting. Like, no, some of these are like, these people are gonna go off and be very well respected professional filmmakers, and some already have.
Mm-hmm.
So
for sure,
I highly recommend, even if you're not like a huge fan of film, especially if you are a fan of film, like, tune in, watch these films, and pay attention to this festival, pay attention to the names, because they're going to be huge in the next few years. I can guarantee you some of the people are going to go off and do some amazing things. So Miranda, thank you very much for joining me on this kind of windy, cool Sunday afternoon.
Thank you, Jason.
This has been Let's Talk About. You have been the audience. If you're listening live on 101.5 UMFM, you've got some music coming up next. If you're listening on Spotify, thank you very, very much for your downloads, and have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful week.